Welcome to the final Anfield Wrap review of the season after Newcastle United 1, Liverpool 3. I am Dan Morgan. I've got Neil Atkinson, Sean Rogers and Paul Cope. And we'll start where we always start, with the team approaches. Neil, the lineup from Liverpool, serious enough, in my opinion, to show Klopp was serious about winning the game. There's bits and pieces in there that not necessarily looks like he's having a look at something, but just... there's that professionalism in terms of your Milner's ensuring he's got Van Dijk on the pitch and then from that who he has on the bench.
Yeah, I'm intrigued by the bench. I'm intrigued by the bench in the context of what happens against Chelsea when they bring three on all at once. Mm. And I'm intrigued by the bench in the context of him wanting to, you know, the extent to which that sub sort of feels pre-programmed in there as well, I think is fascinating. And I think the fact that he clearly wanted to get Nico Williams some time on the pitch as well. Within all of that, I think ultimately, and this is at times when we try to have these conversations, we're sort of skirting around what we feel as though is the general chat within the football industry. And we're trying to sort of anticipate what that is. And it would not surprise me if Klopp and his analysts have had a look at Newcastle over the long stretch, post-lockdown, pre-lockdown, and that ultimately a number of very, very intelligent people who understand football far better than we do have concluded Newcastle are shite and have gone, this way of doing this will be absolutely fine for this one. And I wonder the extent to which it might be a team that's picked by the analysts, picked by the sports scientists. He gives a couple of them who've had a big Wednesday because it was all very weird, you know, Wednesday to Sunday. We didn't play for a week. It actually felt like the gap between Chelsea and Newcastle was bigger than the gap between Arsenal and Chelsea in a really weird way because we went through all the trophy presentation stuff and all of that. Yeah. And that almost felt like another game. It felt like we'd played twice, if you know what I mean. But obviously they hadn't. But I think that informs his decision as well. They've only had a four-day break there. And why do you want to put, you know, an unbelievable load or stress on a couple of those players? I think that's in there. I think the idea that Milner's had half an hour against Chelsea, so he's going to get all of this one, that's in there as well. So I think all of it is, and I think there'll be a little bit of an assessment, and I'm not meaning this in a crass way, as to genuinely who has celebrated and how have they celebrated the victory and lifting of the trophy. You know, it's perfectly valid for that to be the case, that the manager's maybe had a look. It's interesting Fabinho isn't even in the meg specs. I don't remember seeing the camera cutting to him warming up, frankly. You know, so it wouldn't surprise me if he just sort of feels Fabinho's race has run with an eye on the game against Chelsea and then being able to enjoy himself afterwards. But if he also has concluded, but we don't need him. Do you know why? Because these are crap. And I've got all these analysts and all this data that are saying that to me in quite an emphatic way. So I think he does pick a team to win the game. I think you see the way they go about the business. They take it very, very seriously. I think the early goal is probably a bit of a reminder in a tiny little way. And it's almost like Liverpool are playing against minus one and then they beat minus one, if you know what I mean. And for me, I think it's a good performance and there's bits and pieces in it that you may see similar things moving into next season.
Colby, it's...